It's so easy to feel lost in the world today. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can break through the noise of what everyone is telling you to do and lay your foundation for a life of success, purpose, and joy. I'm Caleb Price. As a fellow young adult and certified life coach, I'm sharing exactly how to do this, how to navigate the struggles of adulthood, and how to find yourself. Join me and become the modern young adult you've always wanted to be. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Modern Young Adult. I'm Caleb Price, your host, and I'm excited to get into it today. Are you busy? I am busy right now. Things are moving. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things I probably should be doing that I keep procrastinating. And I imagine you might be in a similar state as finals have already maybe come and gone for you. They might be approaching for you wherever you are at. With that, I imagine there is a lot on your to-do list and you might be intimidated by some of the hard work that you have ahead of yourself. You might think that you shouldn't be busy, or you wish things would ever get easier, or when is it ever going to like give up? When are we going to get a break, rest, whatnot? And I find that in this busyness, it is so easy to get dissuaded, get discouraged, to get overwhelmed, and to wonder, what is this all for? Why are we doing any of this? What is the point of all this hard work? What if we just gave up, walked away from it all? And so today on the podcast, I want to talk about the value of hard work and how might we change our relationship with it. Because I find that the idea of hard work, how we think about it, how we conceive, and how it is perceived in our mind affects how it feels, and thereby affects how we go about doing it, and thereby, in fact, is related to how successful things might go in our life, or rather, how motivated we are in going after big, hard things. And so this isn't a podcast, though. This episode is not going to be about you should just work harder and that like that's the only thing that you need in your life. No, today, I really want to explore a nuanced approach of what does hard work mean? Like, what is the value of work in our society look like? And what is it doing for us psychologically, mentally, or just like at our core of the person that we are becoming? And looking at it at all sides of it, because there are pros and cons. There are, you know, ways in which I think humans have constrained the idea of what it means to work, whether it is in a career or as we're all aspiring to grow and become a new kind of person. We might have a side hustle or project or goal that we're, you know, trying to actively put work into. It doesn't just have to be a job or college studying or whatnot. It can also even be working on a relationship. How do we work on ourselves? And any of that, I think, qualifies under this overall umbrella term I'm just going to use as hard work. And so today I want to explore the value of that. What does it mean to work hard, or what does that look like for us? And what are the thoughts that are preventing us from actually engaging with this? And maybe how can we drop the resistance that we typically experience when someone brings up the idea of working? Because at its core, the idea of work goes contrary to what our brain likes. Because your brain, as we've already established, and I'll just do a quick run through, your brain doesn't like to use its energy. It likes to conserve its energy. It only likes to use what it needs to use. And it only makes that definition evolutionary-wise or just psychologically based on our needs, our very basic needs. And if those needs are met, then we don't have to do anything else technically. And we have certain urges that overwhelm our very basic instinct of not doing things. So like, for example, if you are hungry, you are motivated past the like drudgery of cooking something or going to get something, putting on shoes and driving somewhere to get something, or going to the grocery store and taking the effort and work required to create something, because hunger overwhelms that sort of desire. The same comes down to sleep and finding a place of rest and security in our world. And you can go to a bunch of different things with that when it comes to basic instinct. But I find that in the world in which we live, a lot of those instincts are taken care of pretty well and pretty easily and don't really require that much effort. You could order something on your phone and it would come to you, and then it would be done, and you'd be able to satisfy that instinct without even having to get up off the couch, so to speak. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. But I just want to establish that in our world, in our society, our brain has a pretty good spot of comfortability where it doesn't have to actually do that much to get its needs satisfied. And thereby, that sense of resistance to hard work, resistance to doing anything really, might feel even stronger for a lot of us in putting effort towards your college degree, towards a relationship, towards pursuing a job. Even though your job provides you money, or college or relationships provides that safety, security, good things for you in your life, and at its very core, if you want something, it ultimately is going to require hard work. Our brain is always going to have some level of resistance to it. It's always going to not like that. And so that's why the thing that I would offer to you, and if you want your relationship with work to change, is to embrace that idea that your brain is not going to like it, rather than avoiding it, rather than telling ourselves we should be different, rather than saying like, oh, we shouldn't feel so much resistance or dread or laziness or whatnot, we should be better. I found a lot of the time growing up, especially when it came to practicing the violin, I didn't want to do it. Violin is something that doesn't have to be done. I don't need it to survive. Yet my human like soul wanted it. I wanted to explore and get better at this skill and potentially use it to further a career, at least when it was in high school. And so because of the desire, I needed to practice. And yet the very element of sitting down or standing and looking at a piece of music and rehearsing something over and over and over again to get better at it, to improve in this skill, was difficult for my brain. And it would often make me very resistant to the idea of like, I don't want to practice. And then I would ultimately add this extra layer of shame or blame upon myself with another thought that was, well, I shouldn't be lazy, or like, I should be better than this. Like, I do love this. Why do I feel such conflict about this? And so my advice to you is to drop that. There's no need to fight ourselves about our own laziness or apathy or resistance to hard work. It is a very, very, very normal thing. You are not lazy. You are not apathetic. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to do work or having that desire. It's just what your brain is always going to tell you. And so we don't have to make ourselves wrong for it, or think that something is wrong with us, or think that like our generation is weak, or all these things that are kind of thrown out, because that's always been the dialogue around it. You at your core as an individual get to decide what that relationship is like. You get to decide, you know, if you are a hard worker or not, not based on anybody else. And in fact, I would also encourage you not to compare when it comes to the level of work that you engage in, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what someone is outputting necessarily, or someone is having greater output, because like it really has nothing to do with it. It really has nothing to do with you and your efforts, and it's only going to make you feel worse about yourself. And when you feel worse about yourself, you're not feeling very good and really want to get after it when it comes to your homework or the thing that you keep putting off in your goals. And so that's probably my first establishing founding thought when it comes to this discussion about hard work and how we value it, is to just embrace the idea that it is always going to be present in our lives. We live in a fallen world that requires greater energy to overcome the entropy. You always have to clean more than you have, because the world will ultimately get dirtier. That's just the decay that is always going to happen. We are kind of running uphill with this, and therefore that it requires extra energy to create something that is past our basic instinct and basic needs. And so therefore your brain because that's all it really cares about, is going to provide resistance in your thoughts. And we can learn to embrace that rather than being resistant to it, rather than telling ourselves we should be better, should be different, that this laziness is okay. It is very human. And sometimes we will embrace it and in terms of like, sometimes we'll give into it. And that is also okay too. Now, I want to get into the real reason why I'm kind of bringing this up. Recently, I have been on a kick of, I guess for the past year or two, been really on this discovery of films by a director, Hayao Miyazaki, who's an animated film director, animator, and he's most famous for producing films and creating the Studio Ghibli. He's a Japanese director, and so you probably have recognized a lot of his films. He's famous, most famous for Spirited Away, but you maybe have seen Kiki's Delivery Service, Ponyo. He just had a movie that won an Oscar, The Boy and the Heron, which is a fantastic film. All his films are fantastic in every right. I've watched, I think, almost all of them, and they are beautiful, and the art is amazing. And I bring this up because at its core, there is a dialogue around this concept of hard work. The more I've been learning about Studio Ghibli and Hayao Miyazaki as a director, I've just kind of gone on a deep dive listening to podcasts. It's very fascinating, but also listening and learning about Japanese culture and as a whole, because it's like a place I want to visit even one day. I just think it's fascinating in terms of a country that is in effect semi-westernized now, but at the same time very individual and distinct, and coming from obviously a very rich cultural background. There's just a lot going on there that I find fascinating, but also very similar to our culture. And there's this element of hard work that kind of permeates that. Right now, they are in a sort of crisis where people like literally work so much that the companies have to tell them like go home, or you are forced to go home and like sleep, not at work, or stuff like that. I've read at least recently, as well as like their culture for the past, 80 years, I guess, after World War II, has been defined as one of resurgence, rebuilding, working for the community, and whatnot. And so we kind of see that a lot with Hayao Miyazaki. He's very famous as a director for having people work long hours, being kind of laborious. And yet, in his films, is this message that I find that there's great value in a character's becoming because of hard work. In the film Spirited Away, the main character, her parents turn into pigs, and she's kind of in this spirit bathhouse hotel, so to speak. And in order to survive and have her place, and then eventually hopefully get her parents back, she has to sign a contract to work. And so we see this like 10-year-old girl, very resistant to the idea of working, and yet there's a lot of beauty and put into depicting her kind of having this job. Kiki's Delivery Service is literally about a witch having her place in the world and creating her job, creating some sort of venture and discovering her place in it. And we see the highs and lows of that. The Wind Rises is very famous about the man who designed planes that were ultimately used in World War II, which is pretty horrific, but at the same time, it's described in great beauty and seeing him work long hours. And there's this so much nuance around all of this, because on the one hand, we see beauty and good and these characters becoming something because of work. And yet at the same time, we see consequences of those things. We see people burning out. We see people potentially forgetting who they are or sacrificing their family in terms of creating something. And I don't think him as a director is necessarily saying that hard work is good. What I believe, and I think the discussion that I want to create, or the thought that I'm trying to create around this idea when I'm resistant to it, is that it's part of life, is that it should be commonplace rather than an idea that it's something that doesn't necessarily belong. And that maybe if we treated as commonplace, something that is normal, rather than abnormal, we might do better with it. We might feel better with it, and we might actually grow more because of it. I find that the dialogue that I have around work and how difficult that it can be makes it only more so. It's sort of this idea that we always have a base instinct thought of our brain that this is hard or we don't want to do it. And then that feeds into a dialogue of complaining where we complain to our coworkers, we complain to the people around us, and we say, oh, this is hard, I don't want to do it. Or I have this homework assignment and this teacher is hard, I don't want to do it. Or I have these finals and I know it's going to be hard. And we keep using that word, it's hard. And that as a word, as an adjective by itself, doesn't really mean anything. It means it connotes an idea of difficulty and strenuousness, basically meaning it's something that's greater than the limit that we're typically used to. And yet we associate it typically with bad, or we make that association like it shouldn't be there, like it's a foreign object that doesn't belong in our typical routine. And what I think might help us is if we treat it as commonplace. We say it's hard work and it's supposed to be there. Or in order to get the thing that I desire, yeah, it has to happen. It helps me find my place in the world. In fact, there are great benefits that we might actually think about when it comes to work. It provides like literally work in the workplace and a career in corporate America or whatever you want to describe it. Creates friendship, creates stability, it creates purpose, it gives you a feeling of contribution, it offers you intellectual challenge. I think fulfills a lot of human needs that aren't so basic, yet in order to have a fulfilling life are ultimately required. And so how you talk about it is ultimately going to then thereby influence how you think about it, which then thereby influences how you feel and then continue to talk about said subject. And so what if we talked about it differently? I would encourage you to kind of stretch your brain a little bit and try to create a different dialogue around this idea of hard work that maybe it's kind of fun. Maybe it's invigorating. Maybe it's challenging and sort of like challenging in the sense of like how an escape room is challenging. Like you have to figure something out. I find that I often get caught up in thinking like, oh, this isn't going to work, rather than believing like, well, how do I figure out this puzzle, this problem, like sort of like a Rubik's Cube or whatnot? Like what would I do? What do I need to do to discover the key to solving whatever it is, X, Y, Z that is in front of me? The third thing that I want to bring up in this discussion of work, though, is that it's not about making us better. A lot of times, we get into this dialogue of work as if it's a rat race or a staircase that we're climbing a ladder, this idea of progress that we have to make our place in the world and we have to work our way up. And that when we finally get there, we'll find satisfaction and purpose and joy. When again, that goes back to what we had talked about earlier, this idea of comparison. The only way that we get better must therefore mean that other people must be worse than us. And so we use that as a level of comparison. And typically, hard work gets associated with worth. Typically, then, we begin to associate how much we get done in a day with how valuable we are as a human being, how good we are. And that is a dangerous game. That is a very dangerous game that we all typically play, because when we grow up, we're often rewarded for good things we do, chores around the house, or we find great satisfaction in pleasing our parents or the people that we look up to. And so it's really easy to think, well, if I work hard, then good things are going to happen to me. And I don't think that's a bad lesson, but the lesson that thereby my worth is dictated by what I do, what my output is, that is where it gets dangerous. Because there's always going to be points when you don't have that much output, so to speak. Or you might be doing something that you go to every day, like my job, and you don't necessarily see the output if you're not looking for it. I often saw a lot of the time as a missionary that I'd put a lot of hours in and yet wouldn't see a lot of outputs, so to speak, because people just weren't interested. And it would be easy to judge my worth on how much I was outputting in terms of my quote unquote hard work. And I just don't think that's true. Or at least it doesn't have to be true about us. You as a human being simply existing are enough. You're good right here. Like you don't have to do any of this that we're talking about, but there is some kind of drive in you that pushes you to go after this dream that you want. And in order to go after it, to go after this dream, you have to be like, you know, Princess Tiana and Princess and the Frog. Like, you have to put in hard work. And yet to think that my identity has to be hard work, like she originally thought, or that the only thing that I can do is hard work, rather than enjoying why we work in the first place, like, I think we miss out then, therefore, on life. And so that's what I think a little bit of what Hayao Miyazaki is kind of doing, because if you look at his other films, a lot of his other films are about nothing. My Neighbor Totoro is just about like a family moving in, and we just see these kids kind of exploring the new world and going about life, you know, through school and whatnot, just like discovering who they are and experiencing a lot of peace and silence a lot of the time. You see it kind of in good contrast in something like Howl's Moving Castle, where like the main character is transformed into an old person and then to kind of work on getting the spell taken away, finds Howl, who's this other magical person basically that she got caught up with, and ends up like just taking the role of, I'm going to clean your house, I'm going to be your maid, putting a lot of hard work in there. And then yet the story only, I think, really evolves when there's a lot of peace and reflection about, okay, well, what are we really doing here? What is, you know, Hal's past look like? And you see these beautiful moments of silence and break and joy taken in quiet moments, things that are kind of outside of this, you know, hard work, so to speak. And so... I would encourage you as the listener to, I mean, one, you can go explore these movies. They're all fantastic. But to look on your own life, and you have to discover and create what is your philosophy around all of this. But to me, I believe that hard work has been greatly beneficial in my life, but it's not the point of life. Life is meant to be enjoyed. And if we work so much, we might miss it. Yes, it certainly has a place in helping us discover ourselves, find purpose, like really mold our character, because by definition, we are doing something that our brain doesn't necessarily want to do. We are creating something. We're sitting in silence to do homework. We're embracing tediousness, and that is only going to allow you to be more successful in life, because there's always going to be that next challenge, so to speak. And if we're not pushing ourselves in terms of that challenge, we might not get the very thing that you want. What you want on the other side, I guess on the other side of the hill is what you want. And to get over that hill requires effort. And I find that the more that we embrace this effort, this hard work, I put in quotes, just calling it work, the more that we embrace it as a normalcy in life, and recognizing that it's just always going to be a part of it, I think we can drop this idea of resistance. We don't have to think of ourselves as lazy. We can just think, oh, like, of course I don't want to do it, but I'm still going to do it. And the better we practice that, the better our life, I think, is going to feel. And you won't experience this frustration and this long, endless, you know, to-do list. But also to remember that that's not the point. It's not the point of life to go to your job and like, that's going to be it. It's going to be a lot of your life, and you're going to have to figure it out. There's all this nuance around it, and I can't tell you what to do. And I don't even think that, you know, this director, Hayao Miyazaki, knows what to do, make of it. I don't think really anyone does. We all have ideas. But the thing that I would offer to you is that there's more to life than working. And so you have to find why you're working. You have to find the reason of why you're doing any of this, because then you can use that reason to motivate you and say, yeah, I'm doing something greater than just satisfying my basic needs. I'm a part of something bigger. The effort that I put into this podcast every week, though not that much really, like in the grand scheme of things, is still hard work. And I do it because, well, I do it for you, but I also do it for me. It's not about me in that sense, but I know that it's something that helps me process my thoughts, and it's something that I really do find enjoyment in doing. And yet every week I come to it and I'm like, I don't really want to do this. I don't know what to say. This is going to be terrible. And that's okay. I've just learned to embrace that and learn to sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to feel this way. And that's okay. It doesn't mean anything's gone wrong. And so nothing has gone wrong when you find resistance in your job. You might experience a job that you hate even to an extent, and yet it's not the job. It's your brain and how you're choosing to think about it, how you're choosing to talk about it. And so I believe 100% that your relationship with work can change. There's great value in it. But overall, surrounding all of this, it's not the point of life. There's something far greater to be enjoyed in just simply existing. We don't have to prove our own worth by what we contribute, by what we create. As beautiful and amazing as the things that are created and done in the world, as amazing it is to see your progress and to see the things that you achieve, you as a human being are in fact not made better in terms of your worth. You simply are, you know, because you exist. Because you exist. And I would encourage you to embrace this idea and this idea we don't have to prove ourselves and also make things fun. You can always make work fun. You can always find the joy in it and also to take breaks. It's not always about it. There's a give and take to all of it. We don't want to burn ourselves out. And I could go on and rambling about all of this, but that's just what I wanted to offer to you. It was on the top of my mind and I've been kind of toying around with this idea of what is my philosophy around it. And I would say, simply put, that it's an absolute necessity to get the things that we want to in life, but it's not life itself. Our life should not be consumed by it. There's so much more around it. And of course, there will be times when it feels certainly like it is. But I would encourage you to find greater purpose surrounding it. I would encourage you to find the normalcy in it, to embrace it rather than avoiding it, not making it about you or your worth, and also not looking at what other people are necessarily doing. But ultimately, to embrace also that we're not going to like it a lot of the time, and that's okay. I hope that helps you. I hope that you have a great week, that you embrace the hard work that you have in front of you, that you ultimately will always have in front of you, and yet that it's okay and that you, in fact, can do it. I love you and I wish you the best, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please leave your review, share it with a friend, and don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at Caleb the College Coach for more content that'll inspire you. And if you want to apply the very tools that I talk about directly to your life with a personal touch, sign up for your free 30-minute coaching call with me. Remember, you are good, you are capable, and you can have the very life you want. Good luck out there in the real world.